Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Chartered clinical psychologist and lecturer at the Centre for Positive Health Sciences in the RCS, Trudy Meehan. Good morning.
Morning, Brendan.
So Trudy, focus and attention span can be a big issue for people these days. So you're going to help us a little bit around how we might focus better, and also the kind of flip side of it, how to procrastinate less. Why do some people find it harder to focus than others?
We have different baseline levels of dopamine, and all our brains are different. And essentially, dopamine is like our seeking system. It's one of the chemicals involved in sending us out into the world looking for things. And some of us have, like, we want to go out and find things and we're highly motivated. And others are just like, things are grand. I'm happy enough as I am. So we have baseline differences for a start. And that's important because we need that as well.
And of course, then it's probably not helping that our lifestyles now are surrounded by dopamine machines left, right and centre.
Totally. And this is the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand. We need our dopamine to go down in order to send us out into the world to get things that we need. So in the times when we were cavemen and women, you'd wake up in the morning and need to go out and get water and food and all of that. But the cave is lovely and cosy. So your dopamine would go down. That would be slightly uncomfortable, and that would motivate you to go out and seek out the things you wanted.
But seek out one thing as against trying to do 10 things at one time, presumably.
Exactly. And like, imagine you're in a cave and you hand somebody a dopamine dispensing machine, which is essentially your phone, and the brain is getting dopamine. Yeah. You're never going to leave the cave and go look for anything.
And then why is it, this is a really simple question, but why can it be so hard to concentrate on one thing for a long time?
Because it actually is. We're not designed to do that, if that makes sense.
Not our fault.
It's not our fault. It can be really tough to do that. And also we're made to move. So being asked to sit and concentrate can be really difficult. Like, I'm here with a pen because I'm ADHD. My body needs to move all the time. I cannot focus unless I'm moving.
Okay. And then so the typical person then, how long can we expect to focus for? Like, what size of chunks of focus should we be looking to do?
30 minutes to 90 minutes, and 90 minutes is your maximum. We have cycles throughout the day, and those cycles go in 90 minutes. Bear in mind that if you're doing a 90-minute focus session, you might take 10 or 15 minutes to drop into focus, and then you're going to start getting distracted towards the end of that 90 minutes.
Okay.
So we really, I think we're unrealistic about how much we think we should be able to focus for. And then we beat ourselves up for not being able to sit and focus for like 4 hours at a time.
Yeah, yeah. So go with the cycles of it and get up and take a break and walk around and put your mind elsewhere. What about the notion then that we should tackle the worst, most difficult thing
eat the
first?
Frog.
Like, yeah.
Don't eat the frog.
No.
For some people who are like super competitive, eating the frog can be very motivating. For most of us, all we remember is the bad taste. And the next time we have to do something hard, we'll just remember that it was really horrible.
Okay.
So try not to eat the frog.
So putting the hardest thing first, more likely to lead to procrastination then and displacement activity and all that. Is procrastination, is it laziness?
No. Often people who procrastinate are perfectionistic and really motivated, but it's all the details and they overthink the steps. So you get blocked along the way.
Okay, so say you have something there and you just get feeling overwhelmed by the magnitude of it and you're overthinking. What, any tips?
Yeah, what tends to happen, you'll hear people who procrastinate say, I'd do anything only for that thing.
Yeah.
Procrastination is an activity that we do. We do other things, but those other things give us tiny dopamine hits. And that keeps us kind of at this baseline of dopamine, which stops us feeling so bad that we have to do the hard thing. The tip is, don't do something when you're procrastinating. Sit still for just 5 minutes. Force yourself to do nothing. The rebound effect of pulling your dopamine down by not achieving anything, by sitting still, by being bored, will be enough to propel you and give you the momentum to get into that hard, boring task that you have to do.
And presumably too small, Anna Hibber, like once you take the first step in doing the job, you're into it then.
Exactly.
It's easier, isn't it? You make the opposite of a to-do list, I believe.
Yeah, a not to-do list. It's really helpful. To-do lists are just basically a list of things you have to run away from and avoid for the whole day, and we procrastinate around.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
But a not-to-do list, what you do in a not-to-do list, our systems, our task systems basically approach or avoid. That's the commands coming from our brain.
Okay.
If we make a to-do list, we're making a list of things to avoid.
Yeah.
If we make a not-to-do list, we cross out all the things. We can avoid those things because we don't have to do them. And all we're left with is things that we're likely and motivated to approach.
So it's kind of about changing the story as well around what you're doing. Is it like not trying to stop saying, I dread this, I don't want to do it? Yeah?
Absolutely. A lot of this is very much around the story and the narrative you're telling yourself. And we know with motivation, if you can make the effort and the hard bit of the task the thing that's rewarding and not the goal at the end, that's the trick. So you
can
say,
give me an example of that.
So let's say for me, cleaning the kitchen. I'm not good at it. I hate doing it. But if when I'm doing it, I make a story, I'm somebody who likes to have an organised space. I function better in that. Cleaning the kitchen is part of my identity as an organised person. So there's a bigger picture of who I am that feeds into that. But also, I know that's hard for me. So if I do it, I'm learning something. And while I'm doing it, I'm going, this is really hard. It's going to give me loads of dopamine. I know I'm going to feel good after I do this. So I'm going to pretend I love it because afterwards I'm going to feel great.
So you're turning it into a treat.
I love it.
And come here, any tips on time management then?
Yeah, definitely. Constraints. So too many options is a disaster. Constrain the options.
Example.
So like that not to do list, cross out things, only focus on the top three things in your day, not everything. And when those are clear, pull. So make a pull list instead of a push list. Don't let people push things onto you. You pull things up onto your list when your top things are done. Does that make sense? So things flow up.
Okay.
As you clear your list. The other thing about constraints with time, make time slots. I have 90 minutes to do something. Don't make an activity and let that expand out to fill the time.
Okay.
Put the time slot in first and make the activity fit the time you have.
And will you usually end up doing it in the time you said you would?
Yeah, and we all know
it's very
that.
Hard to go back to something if you don't finish it. You're also praising your mind.
If you don't finish it, you're doomed.
Like, really?
Like for me and for most people, it's really hard to go back to something. And it's also soul destroying to have to go back to something and get all. It takes a lot of energy to get going on tasks. And I think we don't realise that. So anytime we stop, there's like 10 or 15 minutes getting the engine warmed up and going again.
So just try and see it out.
Yeah.
Is the background to all this that... That as well, like we're kind of hard on ourselves for procrastinating, hard on ourselves for idling. We've fetishized kind of productivity as a society.
Absolutely. We have completely gone over the top in this productivity drive and we've forgotten the fact that we're biological organisms and we're not machines and we cannot run on full power all of the time. We have cycles where we can focus and then we need time out. We need boredom. We need to idle.
Yeah.
And do nothing.
And that's also when you cogitate things and stuff like that and suddenly bang, like an answer will present itself.
Exactly.
It?
Yeah. We need space to be creative.
Okay. Finally, so there are probably people listening going, but look, I'm just one of life's procrastinators. That is, can we change that story? Can you change your habits there?
Yeah, that's the thing. You really can change that. And this... The thing is to make the hard things the reward and stop putting the rewards at the end. The more, if you have a big reward at the end of the task, it makes the task feel longer.
Okay.
And harder because all of the bit before the reward is hell. And the only good bit is the reward at the end.
So we're back to the way we're framing this stuff, exactly. The story we're telling ourselves. Trudy Meehan, fascinating. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.